with a discussion on the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How these ni'mats cannot be created by anyone besides Allah, despite that the mushrikeen ascribe partners unto Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we continue our discussion, the misguidance of the disbelievers in ascribing partners with Allah is a direct result of rejecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. When they were asked to define the reality of the Quran, they were asked, "Mada anzala rabbukum?" They dismissed it as tales of ancient people, asatirul awwaleen. By rejecting the Quran in this manner, they will be held accountable for the sin that they incurred, and they would also bear their share of the sins of those whom their words had misled. Ayah number 26. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد مكر الذين من قبلهم. Just as these disbelievers plotted against the Quran by referring to it as tales of the ancients, those before them plotted. مكر الذين من قبلهم. Those before them plotted against their prophets in order to defy and reject them. فَأَتَى اللَّهُ بُنْيَانَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ. But Allah struck at the foundations of the structure of their plots. فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. And so it was as if the roof of that structure fell upon them from above. And their plots failed miserably. And in addition to the miserable failure of their plots, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Punishment came to them from where they did not even expect. They expected their plots to succeed. Not only did their plots fail terribly, they were also subjected to punishment for their misdeeds. Nevertheless, this was the fate of the previous disbelievers in this world. ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ayah 27, then on the day of resurrection, ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُخْزِيهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will humiliate them. وَيَقُولُ. And one part of their humiliation would be that Allah will ask them, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تُشَاقُونَ فِيهِمْ. Where are those partners of mine regarding whom you would dispute with the prophets and the believers about? Where are those partners? Upon witnessing this scene, قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Those who had been endowed with knowledge of the truth would say, إِنَّ الْخِزْيَ الْيَوْمَ وَالسُّوءَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Total humiliation on this day and punishment is upon the disbelievers. Which disbelievers? الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Ayah 28, those whose lives the angels took, تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels took their lives, ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, whilst they were wronging their own souls, and they remained upon disbelief till the very end. So after recording this interjection by those endowed with knowledge, and which highlights that the humiliation of the disbelievers would be thorough and complete, the response of the disbelievers to the question posed to them by Allah about his presumed partners would be that the disbelievers would offer submission. فَأَلْقَوُ السَّلَمُ. When Allah asked them, where are those partners? They would offer submission and deny their shirk. And they would say, مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوءٍ. We had not been up to any wrongdoing or opposition to the truth, let alone perpetrate the greatest vice, which is shirk. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reject their denial of shirk and say, بَلَا. Certainly, you had opposed the truth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is well aware of what you had been doing. فَادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمُ. So enter the gates of hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. You shall reside therein forever. فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Terrible indeed is the abode of those who were too arrogant to accept the truth. In contrast to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people who abstain from shirk and who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. What is their response? وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And when those who abstain from ascribing partners unto Allah are asked about the Quran, مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ What has your Lord sent down? قَالُوا خَيْرًا They say a tremendous source of goodness and blessings. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا So for those who do righteous deeds, like responding correctly to the Quran and carrying out all virtuous deeds, there is goodness for them in this worldly life. What does this goodness mean? It refers to the promise of reward and true glad tidings conveyed to them. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ And the abode of the hereafter is better and more delightful, because that is where the promised reward will materialize. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ How excellent is the abode of those who refrain from shirk. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ Their abode is gardens wherein they will dwell eternally. يَدْخُلُونَهَا تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ With rivers flowing beneath its buildings and trees. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ They will be granted whatever they wish for therein. كَذَلِكَ يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ And this is how Allah will reward all those who abstain from shirk. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ Who are they? Those whose lives the angels take in a pure state, pure from shirk. And the angels say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Peace be upon you. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Enter the garden because of the good deeds which you had been doing. And this entrance would be by allowing the soul to enjoy the pleasures of paradise from the moment of death. As for physical admission into paradise, it would occur only in the hereafter. So having discussed the rewards of those who believe in the Quran and in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next two ayat warns the disbelievers for persistence upon shirk. So these people who refuse to believe and who persist upon rejection even after all evidence is clear, it seems as هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ It seems as if they are only awaiting angels of death to come to them, and then they would believe when iman is no longer valid, أَوْ يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ Or that the commandment of your Lord regarding the occurrence of the day of judgment should occur, and they will then repent and believe. So just as they are persisting upon shirk and rejection of the truth, كَذَلِكَ فَعَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Those before them acted in the same manner, and they met their awful fate ultimately. So, وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah did not wrong them in any way, وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ They wronged their own souls by perpetrating deeds for which they would be punished. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا And so the punishment of their bad deeds befell them, and that punishment which they would mock at, وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ And that punishment which they would mock at when they would be warned about it encompass them. So this will be your fate too, O disbelievers. Let's recite this ruku number 4, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد مكر الذين من قبلهم فأتى الله بنيانهم من القواعد فخر عليهم السقف من فوقهم وأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون ثم يوم القيامة يخزيهم ويقول أين شركائي أين شركائي الذين كنتم تشاقون فيهم قال الذين أوتوا العلم إن الخزي اليوم والسوء على الكافرين
الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم فألقوا السلم ما كنا نعمل من سوء بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم تعملون فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فلبئس مثوى المتكبرين وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا خيرا للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين جنات عدن يدخلونها تجري من تحتها الأنهار تجري من تحتها الأنهار لهم فيها ما يشاءون كذلك يجزي الله المتقين الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي أمر ربك كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم وما ظلمهم الله ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون فأصابهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك